I'm listening. What do you require?
Hello, welcome to Control Alt WoW, the podcast for those of us who love World of Warcraft and love making many alts. I'm Glanther. I'm going to be talking with Aprilian today on Friday, July 20th, and we're going to be talking about the thinking man's game, or woman's game, as the case may be. So please join us, and we're going to have a lot of fun today.
So, as Clantha said, World of Warcraft, it's the thinking person's game. It's not just a button masher, because just picking a button or pressing buttons isn't going to do it. You have to make a lot of choices that affect your gameplay, and you have to seek out information from different sources. A lot of us use the internet. A lot of us talk to people in the chat or in trade or in general, and we find information in all kinds of places, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about later on in the show. But first, we're going to talk about what we've been doing. What's been going on, Glanther?
I have currently gotten Morian up to level 27, so he's almost to 28. I'm excited about 28 because that's when I get to start using Firestones. I've wanted to have Firestones. I really want to get him to 30 so I can get my Fel Hunter. I really want my Fel Hunter.
So Morian is a warlock, right?
Just yes, he's a warlock. He's my blood elf warlock. Sorry.
What is the Fel Hunter, by the way? I have no idea.
It's that it's the dog that has those big kind of antennas
that you see in the orc starting area with in that cave with the
Okay. Exactly.
And what is the advantage of a Fel Hunter over say your succubus? Because you get an imp,
mm-hmm.
and then you get
the void walker, is your tank,
right? And then you get the succubus. Then the Fel Hunter.
And then finally you get your Fel Guard.
And that's that fierce looking thing with that big, huge...
You also get an Inferno. You can summon an Inferno.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But...
Yeah, Ashayo likes to do that at parties.
Yeah. That's a party crasher, literally. Yeah.
Literally.
But the way it works is that you have the Ritual of Doom, and one of you dies. Like, you get four people, and it will come down, and it will start to attack one of them. And then it's going to be under your control for so long, and then it ends up going out of your control, and you have to use Enslave Demon in order to get it back.
Okay. But so it's very impressive.
It's very impressive, and I hear it's super powerful, but it's a long ways away. But I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work to me.
Okay, so you've actually never had an Inferno.
I've never had an Inferno.
You know about this because...
A thinking person, and I've used some of my resources that we're going to be talking about later today, and I've done research on what I want my character to be in, you know, later levels.
And we're going
to
touch on that, all the different ways you can find out about stuff. Okay, so tell us about, you're going to get the Fel Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As I'm excited about that, and I feel like I'm at that point, like, when I grow up, I'm going to be, because at this point, when you reach 30, you really start to get a lot of, like, more advanced spells, and you have to start kind of focusing in on your skill trees. And sometimes, by level 30, you realize that you may not necessarily like one skill tree as much as you thought, and you might want to go try another.
Right, and when you respect, you have to spend some money.
Spend some money, but it's only a game, and it's, you know, you have to have a lot of fun when you play the game. And I often feel like I would enjoy one thing. Like when I had my hunter, Glanther, I used to have him have everything in pet abilities,
beast mastery.
And then I realized that I much rather be more of a marksman. So I changed, because I wasn't having a lot of fun with the beast mastery, because my pet was super powerful, but I wasn't getting any damage. And I didn't have any of the cool spells like True Shot Aura or Advanced Hunter's Mark or things like that. And so I respect him, and I like playing him a lot more. Now, Blizzard's really good about not making any skill tree more powerful than another. It's all about, like, how you like to play.
Right. And then there's certain people who do something like hybrid, but which gives you, like, half of some and half of the other.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's better to go down one whole tree.
My Morian actually... is going to be completely, at this point, completely demonology. Like, if you, by level 70, he will have used every single point there is to use in demonology. So he's going to have a lot of really fun pets.
And the big thing, that big guy, mm-hmm. what's he called?
The Inferno?
No, not before the
Inferno. The Felguard?
The Felguard. Don't you have to put a lot of points in demonology?
Yeah, you have to be at least 40 points, means level 50.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay, what else has been going
on? And then I ran Numeragon with Arlaris, my Draenei paladin. And I'm going to talk a little bit about him later, too, in terms of research and not the thinking man's game, because you can't be a button smasher and play a paladin. It's too difficult, I think.
That brings me to something I did this week. I wanted to transfer over some objects from another realm, and I had to get a character to 10. And I wanted to do something different, and I picked paladin. And if you want to get to 10 in a hurry, don't pick paladin.
No, it takes a long time to level them.
Yes. And, you know, with my hunter, if I look away for a few seconds, and while it makes a shot or a send a pet, I'm fine. But if you're not watching the paladin, you know, the best thing the paladin to me had was that holy light, mm-hmm. meaning that it could, she can heal herself. And, you know, that's why you can't sometimes kill a paladin, because they can just...
But they're not a priest. They're right. Not a warrior. They're not a priest.
But they can they're pretty good at healing themselves, mm-hmm. and, which is kind of neat.
They're okay. Like, the way I've heard it be described is that the warriors will take out mobs. Priests will heal themselves, but they can't really do anything against a mob. Paladins will hold their own, but it's like a war of attrition.
Sorry about that. That was Jasper trying to illustrate the paladin warrior side.
he tried to eat Aprilian's arm. He just went crazy. All right.
That's my own fell guard.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else have you been doing?
That's about it. I ran Numeragon with Alaris, and as I already said, I had a pug, and I got through every single quest except for the last quest, and that drove me crazy, because then the group disintegrated, and we were right there. We had fought all the way through, and we were right there at the end, and then they're like, okay guys, I gotta go, and I was pretty pissed. But what are you gonna do? That's the nature of the pug.
Yeah, that's, you can't help that. Yeah, you know? No matter, you know, how prepared you try to be, or you ask everybody, are you ready, do you have enough time and everything, it still happens. Okay, I have been doing a lot of weird stuff. Like I said, I transferred some stuff over from another realm, which is always neat. And I, because I needed some tweak gear, the guild that we're in, Alaya Ayakta Est, is having a guild event, and the guild event is to sponsor a twink. And so I created a twink rogue. Her name is Pri, P-R-I, and she's an orc, which I like, because I just love that orc face. There's one female orc face that is really cute, and she's got blue eyes, and she's got these two pigtails, and she looks so innocent, but, you know, she's not. And I got her to 6 in Durotar, and then I ran her to Undercity?
Undercity, yep.
And then to Silvermoon, because I wanted to just level up in Silvermoon, because I wanted to, because I like, you know, you don't have to stay in the starting area that, you know, the character started in. Anyway, so I've been, I got her up to 150 in engineering. She's now at level 12, and this morning, one of the guild members ran her through, allies call it VC, but it's Dead Mines. Have you been there? No, you haven't.
VC.
Been. Dead Mines. It's in Westfall, and it's the one where you get through all these caves, and then you end up in underground. Yeah, I've always heard it called
DM. I guess it's you're going after Van Cleef. Cleef,
right? Exactly.
So like, maybe that's why I'm going after VC.
There's some defiance gear. There's this whole thing to tweak it, and it's kind of funny because I'm just doing this for this event, but in reality, I do hate twinks. Have you been into Battleground?
I've been into battle. I like Battlegrounds, but the twinks that are there are so annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially...
I've never seen so many purples and blues in my whole life.
I know. It's like, you know, it's incredible. And the thing is, I don't mind the twinks as much, but it's the one that is so obviously twinkage, and they're using, like, cute little names and twinkie-like names, and yeah.
I know. I'm guilty of passing down good gear. If I'm leveling with Glanther and I find some really nice mail that's way under his level, but it's right around the level that Alaris could use, I'll mail it. You know, like, I'm not...
Yeah,
we're not saying...
wrong, yeah, with helping out your lower level alts, because, you know, that's the whole game of alts, mm-hmm. You know? You can... You have that advantage, or that ability to be mm-hmm. able to do that. I mean, you've run through the other things, and you've gone up to this level, so why not share what you have with your other alts? And I guess, in reality, there's nothing wrong with twinking. It's just too bad that you can't level the field a little bit better so that you're...
It just looks weird when you have someone who, as soon as they turn level 60, they get the entire Felguard armor.
Right, yeah.
You know, that's like, they have to earn that. You have to put your time in, you know.
Yeah, and then there are people, but also in the same token, there's something neat about being able to twink. It gives a different level. If you get bored with questing and everything else, you know, and you were the type of person that liked Quake 3. Did you ever play Quake 3 Arena? It was all about
fragging,
you know, going online. Yeah. And being with other people and just fighting in an arena style. There was no complication to it. Now, and that almost makes it button mashing. Mm-hmm. But not quite. You still can't button
mash. Well, button mashing, I think Nintendo and Xbox and all of those things, those are button mashers often, because
right,
you don't
just
have that many buttons to press.
Right.
But, you know, Quake 3, I remember, was all over the place. Like, you had to use the mouse, and you had 8 million keys, and it was pretty
in-depth.
What's
really funny is, prior to World of Warcraft, any game that I played, like, I played Marathon, I played Quake 2, I always used a gamepad. Even when I was playing a PC game or a Mac game, I was using a USB gamepad or something. And I just never thought that I could ever play a game with a keyboard and a mouse. And now that I've gotten into playing it, it is the best way to play. Mm-hmm. I used to think that people who said that were just, you know, oversimplifying it. But there's no way you can emulate or do all the intricacies that you can do with a keyboard and a mouse, especially. Mm-hmm. In World of Warcraft. That's come up in some conversations. Would they ever put World of Warcraft on Xbox or some other platform? But you couldn't. There's just too much intricacies. So the other thing I've been doing is running around and having fun, which is always good. And Aprillion went into Desolus. Well, Trishel took Aprillion into Desolus along with a Hyde and Jekyll to get so that they could get the flight path. But Trishel went to complete her warlock quest. She had to get 10 fury blood vials and a infernal stone. But Trishel, it was kind of neat because, you know, Trishel is my level 49 hunter. And at the time, Aprillion, I think, was level 31. And so they didn't even group. Just Trishel just kind of hung behind her, like, as mm-hmm. a safety net. And which is the neat thing about dual boxing. And Aprillion just went ahead, and she was able to do most of the killing on herself, except a couple of times Trishel got her out. And the other thing I did was I got a new monitor.
It does look nice.
It's actually a nice monitor. HDTV that I found on sale at Staples, and it's 27 inches. If I were to get a actual computer monitor of that, I would have paid twice as much as what I paid. But this is really neat, and it gives me 27 inches of World of Warcraft. And I tell you, there's nothing like it. It's like total immersion. And now I have 3 monitors, and it's terrible, but it's wonderful, and I love it.
It looks like the Matrix. Her desk looks like the Matrix.
So anyways, the other thing I wanted to bring up for this week is I had mentioned to somebody on... Oh, I know. I was talking to someone who has a lot of alts, and I asked them if they had a certain thing or a certain item, and they had to log off to see it. And I just want to say, if you have a lot of alts and you really want to know what you have in their inventory, Character Viewer is a really good add-on, and it's always updated. I've always had it been able to put it together in each as each patch, I haven't had any problems with it. And all it does is it allows you to see what is in the bank and the bags inventory and the character screen. It also lets you see whether or not you're, who's rested and how much money they have. So it's character viewer, and you know, you can Google it, and I would suggest it if you have alts that you use frequently on the same account, and you can see back and forth.
Yeah, listen to A Brilliant. She gives good advice on these mods. I got Auctioneer based upon her recommendation, and I've actually made a lot of gold. I remember I played Glanther selling my greens and my whites to vendors.
Oh, wow.
And those greens and whites, I am a level 35 paladin, and I don't do a lot of selling on the auction, but I have, you know, like 25 gold, which is a lot more than I had with Glanther. At that same level, I had like maybe 10.
And the way I see it is, it's not just about making money, because it's also about sharing things, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, some green item that you find, something male or something leather when you're not a male or leather wearer, can be utilized by another player if you put it on the auction house. And whites too, because, you know, that's something probably that you can make something out of, and,
mm-hmm.
you know. We talked about instances and the ones that we ran last week, and I thought that maybe this week we could discuss, you know, why we love doing instances and why they're so important. I made a little list, and we'll go over that, and then we'll get into it. I think, well, here are the top six things that are important to instances. The quests, you know, each instance has its own series of quests. Sometimes it's hard to get all the quests because they're not necessarily in the same place, but you know, that's a part of instances. The fat loot, if you go in with a group of people who are your level, you get a lot of EXP, especially if it's, you know, an instance for your level. There are a bunch of mobs all concentrated in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is there's usually a lore or storyline associated with each instance. And, of course, there's the adrenaline rush. There's nothing like going into an instance. It's like, let's roll, let's get all this, you know, and you get in there, and then bam, 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 and then, you know, loot, 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 and then right after that, bam, bam, bam. Or when you get into a tight spot and you actually make it out of there alive, out of that spot alive,
I like most about instances, because you don't have that, because you need a group to go into one, and you only get out of those tight spots when you are a group. Sometimes you don't get out of the tight spots, and the one thing I don't like about instances is the fact that when you go back to your body, you have to go back to the beginning the instance, and that makes me mad sometimes. I wish that you could just res. Whenever I'm in a group, like the priest or the paladin or the warlock, it's like I write down like in my stat, I'm like, yell, I'm like, save the healer, save the resurrector, make sure that they live. You know, I've sacrificed myself to keep the priest alive so that way they could go and get rid of the threat, run away, and they can come back and resurrect. Remember that. You got to save your healers. Otherwise, you will be doing a lot of running.
Yeah, an important thing is that you do have to have there's a whole makeup to groups. And if you don't have the right makeup, you know, you can... it does kind of make it harder to run the instance. Although you can do it without, you know, the prerequisite tank, healer,
mm-hmm.
DPS, and...
I would love to see, for like a typical 5-man dungeon... I would love to see 5 hunters go at it.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Because you would really have 10.
Right.
Right? You have 5 tanks, 5 people from a distance. You don't really need a healer, right?
Right.
You're not going to have a lot of issues.
So you can heal your pet.
Yeah.
And bring some bandages and you'll be all right. We have to look into doing
that. We have to make 5 alts now. I have to have 5 hunters. I'll have to quad... Jeez, what's after quad?
Quit box.
Quit box.
Yeah. There's a guy who does that. Where he does it with 5 mages. No, four mages and a priest, I think. Just kind of interesting.
Yikes. All right.
Well, and in regards to alts, what's kind of neat is if you are going into an instance and you don't have the right makeup, it's kind of neat that you can bring somebody in to fit that slot if you have a, you know, the right alt. And I've even heard of some people who trade off. They'll leave like an alt near the entrance to an instance, and then, you know, when they get to a certain situation, they can log off and then log back on that other alt and then run that alt in. And there's all sorts of things you can do with instances. It's kind of neat. I even like, after clearing an instance, I like to run around inside one. I used to run around inside Wailing Cavern all the time, just cause, or Razor. What's the one in Orgrimmar?
RFK. No.
Ragefire Chasm.
Yep.
You know, instances have to have two or three names, and they have to be able to be acronymed. Although RFK, sometimes in looking for group chat or in general, become KFC, which isn't the same kind of quest. But anyways, instances are really a lot of fun. I used to avoid them when I was, because I was dual boxing, but now that I'm more comfortable, I find that going in with two characters is kind of neat, you know, mm-hmm. and kind of fun. It's a challenge. Oh, tell us what you like about running instances. You can email us at controlaltwow@gmail.com. That's controlaltwow at gmail.com. Or you can email Glanther.
Yeah, Glanther, GLANTHUR at gmail.com. And we forward these on to each other. We just have two because we email each other show notes and things like that.
Yeah, so either place would be a good place to email. And I like to say, I haven't gotten any emails in the last couple of weeks, so if you're out there and you're getting ready to send an email and you were hesitating because you thought that we wouldn't have time to read it, please feel free to email us.
I check all the time, and I cry when I don't get any. I don't really cry, but I do feel that sense of despair that, are we doing something right? Are we not doing something right? Like, give us your feedback. We'd love to hear it.
One thing I do want to thank, we did get one comment on our podcast line from a Anthony NG Monica. I wonder if that's Anthony or Monica. We want to thank you for letting us know that we didn't put the show notes up. I didn't put the show notes up right away, and the show notes will be put up right after this show. So thank you very much for giving us that information. We can honestly say that World of Warcraft is not a button masher. So we're going to focus on the gameplay and the different things, the different ways we play it. Do you want to go first, Glanther?
Sure. So as I was kind of talking about earlier, I found with Paladins that they really represent the fact that it's not a button masher. That there's Paladins and Rogues, I think, are the two main ones, because you have strategies that you have to enact of how you're going to go into a certain situation. An example, Paladins have seals. You have to, depending on the seal, you can release a judgment that will then give some kind of an effect on the mob. And then as you continue to hit with melee attacks, it continues to revive the revive that effect. And then you could then cast a different seal that could either do something completely different or be used in conjunction with that original judgment. An example being, you could cast Smite on a... You could cast the Smite seal. No, I'm sorry. The Holy Crusader seal. And then what that would do is it gives you like fast melee attack. But if you unleash a judgment, then it increases holy damage done to that target. So then what you have to do is then... do your seal of justice. Oh, I've got all my seals mixed up now because I don't have Thoughtbot in front of me. But there's a seal that basically every time you swing, you add holy damage. And you could apply a blessing of sanctuary, so that way every time they hit you and you block, you also damage with holy damage. But because you have this judgment on them, it increases the holy damage. So you see that there's this big kind of combination here, and rogues have all sorts of combo points where you have starts and starting moves, and then you have finishing moves after you get three ticks. So that is not a typical kind of button masher.
Right, so you have to kind of think and plan out before you just... It's not like when you're a hunter, you can just send out your pet and then press auto shot, and there you go. Oh, I wish rogues had auto shot. I get so tired of waiting for the countdown and then going... And then but then it doesn't really matter, because by then the mob's on you, and mm-hmm. then you have to do your melee thing. The other thing is I wanted to focus on is the various ways to get information in World of Warcraft that I think differentiates it from other games. It is some you do have to be able to know how to use the internet.
Oh yeah, and it's not cheating to go and find map coordinates. It would be cheating if you have some kind of hack that would automatically
send you there.
Right. But just knowing where you have to go is not... It's just like in real life. If you don't know where you're supposed to go, you're not going to just start out driving and say, well, the signs will tell me. No, you're going to get a map. You're going to find out how you're supposed to get there. And other thing, too, if you can't find a particular character, there's nothing wrong with getting a little hint as to where to find them. There's a big world out there. You don't want to spend your time wasting it looking for individual people.
Although I do believe that when you do start out, if you are a new person, I would leave scrolling text on. Sometimes it's easy to turn scrolling text off and then you don't even read. You know, when you get a quest.
Oh yeah, I turned that off a long time ago.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have found that sometimes it's good when you're new in an area to just go ahead and do the scrolling text, because as a lot of people will say in chat, read the text. Yep. Read the quest text and it'll tell you a lot. But and on the same token, there is a big community out there in the internet who is willing to help. It's amazing how many people have some really good detailed guides online. When I was leveling up my Draenei Pally to transfer over, I was on Azure Mist Isle, where Exodor is, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, I would really like to get one of those banded elf masks. It's the most silliest thing in World of Warcraft. It's a mask. It's level 5 and above. It has absolutely no stats. It doesn't do anything but make you look like a blood elf bandit, and it sells on the auction house between 25 gold and 50 gold. And it's crazy. Have you seen these? No?
I have not seen it, no.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so what happens is there's these banded blood elves who are stealthed around various points.
I have fought those banded
right.
blood elves, but I've never got the mask.
Yeah, and once you get the mask, it's like gold. And the only reason I think people like it is because it's one decorative item that you can put on your... alt, your bank alt, or your twink to make yourself look different. I'll put a picture of it in the show notes, but it doesn't do anything to the character. It doesn't add anything, but it just looks cool. So while she was leveling up, I had her, I wanted to find out where to look for the mask, because I had heard that there were certain spots. And so I did a search on Google. And that's another thing. Do you know that a lot of times you can put simple things like banded mask or wool cloth, maybe not wool cloth, but rugged leather, or something that you would think would apply to a lot of terms, and the WoW information will be at the top of the Google thing. It's kind of a variation of, you've heard of Google
yeah.
bombing?
Yeah.
It's probably a variation of that, because so many people Google World of Warcraft items that they become the top Google responses. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I found this guide on somebody put together where they went through the trouble of making the map, creating the circuit, and it's a she suggests a counterclockwise journey around the paths in on Azure Mist Isle. And she highlights the spawn points, and it turns out that according to this guide, that there is only one bandit, but there are like 9 different spawn points, and then once he dies or, you know, leaves a spawn point, he goes to another spawn point. And I thought it was kind of ridiculous. This sounds too simple. I did it, and I ran into him like four out of the 9 points, and I battled him 4 times, and unfortunately I didn't get a mask. But it was interesting that someone has put so much effort into this one item to create this page on their website, to show the diagram, to give all the theory to behind it. And I think it's indicative of the effort that the World of Warcraft community has put into research for a game.
There is a podcast I was looking at the other day called World of Warcraft Theory, something like that. World of War Theory, or, oh man, now I feel bad, because just look it up in iTunes.
We'll put a link to it in the show notes too.
It is about some guy who goes through and figures out the mathematics behind World of Warcraft. He goes ahead and he has an episode for each class, and he figures out how threat is calculated, how DPS is calculated, what exactly are you gonna your benefits gonna be if you do a certain skill tree, and it sounds really cool. And that, again, it shows just how much dedication these people have, and also like a wide range of people. It's kind of like the National Guard, you know, like people in the National Guard are people that are also doctors, nurses, teachers, etc. But they bring those skills to the National Guard. And so it's like we have all these mathematicians, and we have designers, and we have graphic artists, and they all bring their skills to World of Warcraft. So you get that element there.
So we want you to share with us some of your ideas and tips on how you enhance your gameplay, what things you do, and as far as, obviously there's the going to Google, going to the different websites, and of course there's forums and chatting with people. A lot of the networking that you get in-game is also a way that you play it. You know, there are some people who can go the whole game with just being by themselves. There are some people, there's some people who just can't shut up in general chat.
I survived Baron's chat.
Yep. Oh, gosh. That's, you know, we're not even going to go there, because, you know. You want to sometimes just leave the chat channel, but, you know, sometimes there is information that you want to learn.
Like spam.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Spam's gone almost way down. You know?
Oh, I still get spam all the time, though.
Have you gotten any group invites?
I
think we talked about that.
Yeah, I've gotten group invites, and I've gotten spam, and I deny the group, but I report the spam.
You can't. When I reported the group, the GM told me, go ahead and join the group. Once you join the group, you can do report spam. You know, and this was kind of funny, because I got a funny one today where they invited me in and I joined the group, and they were trying to be chatty, and they said, how about we get to 40 today? And I'm like, level 8. And I'm like, no, I don't think we're going to get to 40 today, you know. And then they gave me a website, you know. So that was, they get these new tactics, because they know that if they just go ahead and give you the spam, that you're just going to leave. But if you go ahead and join the group and then hit report spam, you'll be removed from the group instantly. The person will be reported, and they'll be put on your ignore list, and it happens right away. So it's almost instantaneous. So, you know, that was what the GM told me to do. Just go ahead and join the group, and then you can report the spam. Because otherwise, there's no way to put report spam in the invite list. You know, when you get the invite or the decline. So then, if they're not reported, then
And even though it's not spam, please don't run around when you're trying to start your new guild and just throw a charter up and have people sign it. Yeah. Oh, it makes me mad. Because it's like that two seconds of your life you want back. Like, no, I'm not going to join your guild.
Bunnies are us,
yeah. Because it's like a couple of kids want to put a guild together, and they can't get 10 people, so they get random people, and then what ends up probably happening, and I've heard this happening, is then the guild master goes and kicks people out.
You know, the Instance, who it was a podcast, a very good podcast. I'll put a link to the show notes, but and I know I've talked about them. That they're at theinstant.net, and they can be found on iTunes. And they're the organizer of the Guild LA IACTA S, had a little subject on Guild banking, and that's supposed to be coming up soon. Have you heard about that?
I've heard about it, but I have not.
And one of the things that they brought up was, will it be abused? And I thought how neat it would be for alts. You know, I think it would be a great tool for people who have lots of alts to be able to keep track of all their stuff and have a central place for it. So it'd be kind of interesting to see what happens with that and how it affects alts.
Yeah, bank alts. Or guild banks sounds kind of like offshore bank accounts. You know, it's money that is there, but it's laundered. You know, who knows where it's actually been?
Yeah, and the problem with using, you know, the officers' mules or alt and everything is, I know, I've heard of places of guilds whose officers disappeared and took all the money. You know, so
it's just like the real world. Yes.
It is. It's a microcosm of the real world. Okay, so I think we're going to close it up for this week. We talked about some interesting things. We'd like to get your views on twinking. Is twinking good, bad, or, you know, is it okay to do it just for fun and not make a career out of it? Or is should twinking be not allowed?
And then we would also love to hear your viewpoints on instances and running them. I think it would be it'd be great if we had enough emails that we could actually do a show that was all about emails. And I've listened to some other podcasts too where they actually base the show off of like an email that they get. So that would also be neat too if you wanted to send like, why don't you guys talk about this? Because that will keep us on our toes and, you know, kind of get you part of it too. That's about it. I mean, we have a shorter show for you today.
We've had a few long ones. So today is going to be a short one. So again, we'd like to hear from you. This is Aprilian.
And this is Glanther.
And we're signing off for now on Control Alt. Wow.
Lady, watch over you.